Hi, welcome to Bible Talk. This week, the question is this: is it possible to know when Jesus will return? To begin this study, I'd like to tell you an interesting story that occurred in 1831. It was in that year that a preacher named William Miller began to preach about the second coming of Christ. According to his theories and calculations, Jesus was going to return in 1843. For 10 years, Miller preached his ideas, and eventually he amassed 50,000 followers in the state of New York. When October 22, 1843 arrived, the followers of Miller just walked away from their businesses and homes. Merchandise was just left to be taken by anyone walking into these store buildings. After all, this was supposedly the day that the world would end, and what further need would there be for any of these goods? The faithful followers of Miller gathered in groups on hilltops. Many were dressed in white robes, as if the Lord's disciples had to supply their own white robes. And there they waited on those hilltops for the Lord to come again. The weather in New York that day was said to be cloudy. Lightning was flashing across the sky, and it appeared to all of those followers, this is it. Surely the Lord is going to return today. And yet the Lord did not return, and there was tremendous disappointment and loss. Miller himself was disappointed, but he was persistent. Now, an ordinary person might simply admit, I was wrong, but not Miller. Rather, he studied more diligently his position, and he concluded there was an error in his calculations, and rather than 1843 being the year of the Lord's return, he decided the Lord would come again in 1844, and this, of course, would also prove to be incorrect. Although Miller lost many of his followers, others were so convinced in his studies and prophetic interpretations that they would continue his work and his doctrine. From the William Miller debacle came two religious groups, the Seventh-day Adventist Church and the Millennial Dawn Students, who eventually developed into the Jehovah's Witnesses. Both the Adventists and the Witnesses fixate on prophetic studies, and they view themselves as experts on prophecy. In more recent days, men like Hal Lindsey, Billy Graham, Tim LaHaye, all of these have taken the same path that William Miller took. Most of these modern leaders, however, are careful not to name specific dates, Hal Lindsey, of course, being an exception, and the so-called Jehovah's Witnesses are also famous for setting specific dates, and all of these dates have been proven to be in error. All of these modern-day prophecy experts assure the followers that the end times have arrived. Now, our question this week is simply this: is it possible to know when the Lord is going to return? Did the Lord give signs to watch for that would indicate to us when He would return? Matthew chapter 24 is often quoted to support the idea that there are certain signs that will appear before the second coming of Jesus. However, if you read Matthew 24 very carefully, you will discover Jesus was giving to His disciples signs to watch for that would indicate the city of Jerusalem was about to be destroyed by the Roman armies. Listen carefully to Matthew 24. I'm reading verses 1 through 3. Quote, "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and His disciples came up to show to Him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, 'Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.' Now as He sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of Your coming and of the end of the age?'" End quote. Notice carefully, Jesus was showing His disciples that Jerusalem, with its buildings and the temple, would be destroyed. Not one stone upon on another would be left of this city when it would finally be destroyed. Evidently, the disciples thought only the end of the world could bring about this massive destruction. And so they asked Jesus two questions in verse 3. First, when shall these things be? And second, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Now, the first question, when will these things be, concerned Jerusalem being destroyed. And Jesus answers that question in verses 4 through 34. But the second question, about the end of the world and Jesus' return, he answers that question in verses 36 through 51. Although they were mistaken in believing that only the end of the world could destroy the city of Jerusalem, Jesus gave these apostles signs to watch for that would signal Jerusalem's destruction. In verses 4 through 14, Jesus gave some general signs to watch for. In verses 15 through 28, he gave specific signs. And in verses 29 through 33, he used prophetic language to describe Jerusalem's destruction. Now, I want you to notice verse 34 carefully. Quote, "Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place," end quote. Jesus very plainly is telling the apostles that their generation would not pass before all of these events would be fulfilled. And my friend, if they were all fulfilled during the generation or lifetime of the apostles themselves, then there's not one sign left that is unfulfilled today. All of these events took place in the year AD 70 when the army of Rome marched and destroyed the city of Jerusalem under the orders of the emperor of Rome. Now notice verse 36, Matthew 24, verse 36, quote, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only," end quote. Now do you see the point? When the disciples had asked about his second coming to destroy the world, Jesus plainly said, "Of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels, only the Father." In fact, in Mark 13, verse 32, Jesus said that he himself did not even know when the world would end. Only the Father knows that. The second coming of Jesus is likened to a thief who comes in the night without giving any warnings whatsoever. 2 Peter 3, verse 10. Life will be going on as usual. Men will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. There will be no warnings at all when the Lord returns. Matthew 24, verses 38 and 39. Because we cannot know when the Lord will return to destroy the world, we are exhorted to always be ready. In Matthew 24, verse 44, Jesus said, "Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." My friend, Jesus may not come again for another 1,000 years, but then again, he could come again this very day. Not even the angels of heaven know when this is going to happen. And so we must all live our lives as though it were our very last day on the earth. If we would do this, we would always be ready when the Lord actually does return. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there are no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.